This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Zach Simons from Highland Park is an up-and-coming stand-up comic. He's also a self-educated expert on the history of his all-time favorite TV show, Saturday Night Live. He recently picked up Tom Shales and James Andrew Miller's oral history of the show, live from New York, to gain some insight into how it's put together.
I was interested to find out, particularly looking at some of the earlier casts, what the dynamics were like and how the writing happened, because I know that they write all that stuff that week. And there are times where they'll write a sketch and it gets tabled for 2, 3, 4 weeks and brought back up, but that's rare. Most of that stuff is written in the last couple of days, and that's challenging, I think, for anyone. So it was interesting for me to see how that process works and hear the people talk about it and how it is kind of an insane idea that they do that.
And why do you think that is? Does the book get at that dynamic at all? Is there anything that helped you understand what goes on in that room?
There was an account of the writers in the room. I don't want to go into all the gory details, but just being kind of like college frat guys because they were in there for so long, cooped up, like 20 guys all in their 20s and 30s. And when the female writers started coming in, a lot of that had to change. And a lot of the stuff they were doing and the ways they were acting. I realized that they were just cooped up for 20 hours at a time sometimes in this room trying to be funny. I thought that was really telling.
So you said you've been doing a lot of reading on SNL lately. What else is on your reading list?
The other things on the SNL reading list are Jay Mohr's Gasping for Airtime, which accounts his 2 years at SNL, how he was discovered doing stand-up in New York and everything from the audition process through being on air and his anxiety attacks. His was a 2-year rocky relationship with the show. And in retrospect, he can look back and see where his own faults were. And where the show's faults were. And it's an extremely honest account. The other book I read about SNL isn't focused entirely on SNL, but it covers bits of it. It's Tina Fey's memoir, Bossy Pants. Everybody knows Tina Fey from 30 Rock and some of the other stuff she's done, and certainly from being on SNL. But she was also a writer, and she was the first female head writer of the show, which is pretty significant for a show that's been dominated so much by men.
So what about outside of that area when you're not, you know, studying up on SNL? What do you like to read?
I really like reading about people. I'm really interested in people's lives, how they've made it in the world. It's interesting to look back at people in other worlds who just kind of made it happen. One I read was about David Ogilvy. It's called The King of Madison Avenue. And it's just about his life as a Scotsman becoming this powerhouse figure of advertising in the 50s and 60s and 70s in New York City. And it's amazing. I mean, the stuff that his philosophies and the stuff he went through and the ups and downs. And at one point he was living in Amish country in Pennsylvania and had basically sworn off advertising. but he is the Ogilvy in Ogilvy and Mather today, still, even after his death. So I love looking at people's lives and how they got to where they are and how they became the people they are.
Zach, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Zach Simons is a media producer by day, stand-up comic by night. You can find his podcast, Writing on the Floor, on the iTunes Store. And while you're there, why not subscribe to the Speaking Volumes podcast? We're always looking for more book picks. You can tweet yours to @Booksburg or post them on the website at WESA.FM. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.